Tämä on Radio Helsinki.
Yhteistyössä Magu.
Okei, kuuntelette Radio Helsinki ja tässä Felix Lübeck. Ja studiossa meillä on Andrew ja Felipe Magu ravintolasta. Welcome, Andrew, Felipe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Congratulations, you have made it through quite a rough year, I believe.
It was difficult.
Yeah, it hasn't been the easiest year for restaurants. How are you guys doing?
At the moment we survived, that's the most important thing about last year. It was difficult, but we went through and we're still alive.
Yeah, we're still friends.
That's good.
As well, that's a bonus.
Yeah, that's true.
That's nice to hear. So you both work and is a part of Magu. Felipe, you're the head chef.
Yeah.
And Andrew, you're a
partner, co-creator.
Okay, nice. You want to tell me a little bit about the concept of the restaurant?
Yeah, so we started the concept in 2017, like a group of friends. We wanted to kind of create like a restaurant with an ecological, sustainable approach. And we wanted it to be vegan. And we use this term plant-based a bit more. Vegan's quite like a loaded word. It sometimes has negative connotations, even though it's a super positive like concept. So we made a pop-up. It went pretty well for a week. And then we found a space in Valala first. So we did a year there. And then we found another space now on Kulkivuorenkatu in Katinkaupunki, and we've been there for over
2 years almost.
Almost 2 years now, yeah. And then Felipe joined us just before
the corona,
just before the madness.
Yeah,
like a baptism of fire. But we, so we're still going 100% vegan, plant-based, ecological, natural wines.
Super.
That's
our approach. You don't categorize yourself as a vegan restaurant. Instead, you just you are a restaurant whose style just happens to be plant based, right? This like, can you tell me a bit more about like the philosophy behind the food? Maybe Felipe, you can.
Well, I will say like our restaurant is like a working class people restaurant. We never want to be nothing poch. You know, we don't go into that kind of segment of the population. But we don't use any kind of like a animal product, no dairy, no meat, no butter, nothing like that. 100% plant-based.
Mm. Nice.
But posh people are welcome as well. Everyone's welcome. I'll just
everyone's
say that.
Welcome. That's a good philosophy in a restaurant, I think. Is there something that you feel that is missing in the restaurant, the way restaurants operate nowadays? Like, do you feel that there's something that we should be more considered about or something like that?
We need to use more local products,
in
my opinion. You know, because nowadays the meat is coming from Brazil, New Zealand, you know, they're coming like 1,000 miles away. So that is responsible.
Yeah, sustainability, I guess.
I have no problems with people eating meat.
No, we're not.
And I think if you eat like local organic meat, that's great. Eat less local organic meats, and then in between you can eat vegetarian food, vegan food. I think that's a really healthy approach to health and food.
Hmm. What about Felipe, when you were planning a menu? How is that process?
The inspiration.
Yeah, where does it come from?
It's about season, you know, what's in the season, what is like fresh, what is it coming, you know, the next month, you know, sustainably. But always when I plan the menu, I have like it's different kind of inspiration. Sometimes I have a kind of vision, like I want the dish to look like something, then I start to put everything together. But normally it's when you have like when you're cooking with meat or when the animal product, you know, you always the main product, the main flavor is the animal protein. In this case with vegan food, you need to build the flavors around. You need like a different many like levels or layers of flavors. In Magu now, every dish have at least like six or seven components just to improve the flavors one more time, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's around that, you know.
But there's probably a lot of challenges also. Not maybe your training as a chef has always been using
the first time when I've been running a vegan restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a challenge. In the beginning, it was a really challenge.
Yeah, because I worked in as a cook in restaurants, and mostly then when something didn't taste like what you wanted, you threw a bunch of butter and cream in it. And
it tastes
like really good. So there's probably a few challenges to learn how to...
This is my fifth menu, I believe. This is the best menu for far, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they probably get better and better. Super.
Yeah.
Along the way, he's created some amazing dishes, and like I think one day we'll do like a best of menu, right?
Yeah, we have like a few classics at the moment.
Coming soon.
At the moment, we have like a few classic dishes.
We need a classic.
Yeah.
Nice. And drink side, you said natural wines.
Yeah.
Yeah. It fits our approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
It fits our approach. So natural, minimum intervention wines.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think people are now more accepting of them, and they're getting better as well, because I think go back 5 years, it felt like a lot of the natural wines were maybe a bit faulty.
Yeah.
Like funky, isn't it?
Yeah. But actually faulty as well. So actually, like, I think more winemakers are actually like making a more serious approach to natural wines, and they're getting better
all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Or, yeah, learning, I guess. That's the whole thing.
Like everybody else.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, we have this competition about this Be More Plant box that is your concept. Yep. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So this is the picnic box. During the first close down, you know, the pandemic thing, we were struggling to survive, you know, we needed money to get, you know, to keep going. So we came out with this concept like a box, a takeaway box, but a beautiful one. So we decided this product. So we have a picnic box now for two to four people. We have like at the moment we're using Riescat, you know, like Peruna Riescat.
Yeah.
We have like four different fillings with six different toppings. And it's for four people, from 2 to 4 people.
Mm.
Yeah, so inside is everything for a picnic. It's everything ready for a picnic. So you can take it to the park or whatever you want.
Now you can order it from your website and you pick it up from the restaurant, or can you get it delivered?
Actually, both ways. You can order by the from the website, and then you can go to pick it up from Magu, or we can deliver to you, you know, the boxes.
Yeah, there's a small delivery fee, but we can do a delivery. So the box concept is like a modular food, like food Lego, as sometimes we say. And we've created it as trying to be as beautiful as possible. And everything's at least recyclable, and some items are reusable. Like we've got these beautiful glass little bottles that people really like, and they look good, and you can keep them and put oils and whatever you want afterwards.
Super. Is there anything else you would like to say to our listeners, and like, why should people come to Magu and try your food?
Because, you know, Magu is the way to it's our way to trying to change, you know, the wheel for our living. You know, we offer now a 10 courses menu with no animal products, so we offer the full experience in the vegan restaurant. Mm-hmm. We're not using like a cauliflower carriage, you know, we know a bunch of hippies doing this, you know. We are actually professionals doing, you know, a 10 courses menu, you know.
Hey, it's affordable, we have like really natural and sometimes many local ingredients, and we're trying to create a fun atmosphere for people to just kind of try and enjoy vegan food. Our customers are not necessarily 100% vegan, and that's cool. I think that's like the modern world.
Mm.
So welcome, we can try to show you like a new healthy approach to modern vegan food. Plant-based food, plant plate.
Yeah, I personally also think that it's you don't have to be 100% vegan to care about what you eat.
Exactly.
Thank you a lot for being here, and I encourage everyone to try Magu out and give it a go. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Felipe.
Thanks for having
us. You're
welcome. Eli jos haluat osallistua kilpailuun, jos voit voittaa Magun Be More Plant -ruokaboksin kahdelle, niin me tsekkaa Radio Helsingin Facebook-sivu. Sieltä löytyy lisätiedot. Moi moi!
Yhteistyössä Magu.
Tämä on Radio Helsinki.